Very good. Halakha about two. You got that one right. What's the luck with an animal scratching? You should do it. I like that Shmuel. What's the luck with the animal crouching and it's just grabbing and somebody kicks it? And the animal could, and another animal comes and kicks it. What's the luck with that? Bottle? Everyone would immediately. If we didn't have anyone clearly saying otherwise, it's true. We had Rish Lucky saying a potter, and we had maybe a Virgin agreeing to it. That's what I'm about to say. And if a Virgin agreed to it, maybe even Shmuel would agree to it. We don't have a clear.
Shmuel definitely agrees that one. This is Mishnah, the Shinah Ha'av, it's other. We just want to disagree with the Baruch said about the law of being inside of the people we have.
Right. It's not so much for us that. You know, the Gemara brings originally, the Gemara brought a quick Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara said, Rav holds Kol HaShaya, and Shmuel says, Yechai. Then the Gemara said, we have Rish Lakish, and Yerichon. Maybe Yerichon will disagree with Rish Lakish. No, it could be when it comes to leaving your God name, Yerichon, that's a normal thing to do. It's not called the Shim. In Shmuel, the Gemara didn't speak out like that. Sounded like the pastor of the Gemara sounded like the Shmuel's critic on the whole on Holy Sabbath. Rav says, come to Shonamar from the Shinamar to Potter. And Shmuel says, otherwise. Sounds like the, it sounds from Shmuel, the way the Gemara presents it, sounds like Shmuel's arguing on the whole
concept. The concept of
having
it's brilliant.
Sounds like it. This is the way the Gemara presented it, right? And what would be the halacha, let's say, we could prove it this way. What would be the halacha if the animal does kick another animal in Rishusa Rabin? What would be the deal there?
Then kicks it?
Kicks it.
Animals are
in Rutsa.
And which animal's kicking?
What like walking, the walking one kicked it. It stays butter, right? If you would say that Shmuel is chulim on this season, and if you would say Shmuel holds a kol mashan avach v'shem beis chayiv, then it would be chayiv for kicking. Right? What?
I mean, the Shmuel is rejecting
the whole
concept. One kind of says Shmuel, but then. There's a reason. My shot here says, I'm warning him, but this is Shmuel is public.
Right. Now, interestingly, there's no scene in the Rambam around this halacha about two cows walking in the street, one crouching, one walking. There's no scene at all to say, what would he say if the animal kicked it? Well, there isn't. If you look on the, you know what scene is? Inside of the Gemara, the Mishpat. In the actual Gemara, there doesn't seem to be. So something to search for. But the way I understand the Gemara, I understand it because according to Shmuel, Shmuel doesn't hold at all of this Yisoid of Kol HaMishanim. Doesn't hold of this Yisoid of Kol HaMishanim. So Mele, if an animal scratches, not an animal comes and kicks it, according to Shmuel, he would be chayiv. Right? And that's why the Rambam doesn't say anything to that of his Pashat. Why should you say otherwise?
That is.
There's no source in the Gemara in the Torah. It's a svara. If you're the cause of the trouble, then I can't be chayav. So that's how I actually came out of the suga. That according to Shmuel, it would be you'd be chayav if the animal would be crouching, another animal walking would kick it. You'd be chayav. That's how. That's how I understood it. And I think it fits him well. Let's see the Rish, if he says anything. Well, we have remains you can
walking around it.
Yeah, that was a difficult one. 1 second. Give me a second. Yeah, the riff also doesn't bring down this halacha about kicking. The halacha about the animal crouching doesn't bring it down. Oh, but look how the Rif brings it down. So the Rif, when he brings down this halacha, I'll say about Peh, just so that we should understand what we're holding. Rif brings down the halacha of Rabbi Shmuel, and then he says, "Chayin amar b'yechlam lo yishomer al apes yorok yizav k'susukim chayemes telav mashumeri." Then the Rif explains why the Ovid inish the manach grima brushus sarabim al mikveh. People do leave their things. So the Rif, when he puts Rabbi Yechlam, puts it together with Shmuel, so it does sound like he holds that Shmuel would agree to this. So it is not called mashumer. That's why you're tired. But Bemet, if it would be Mishnah, everyone would hold you before. And then, okay, so it says that if an animal's crouching and another animal kicks it, then you're chai. Even though it's Mishnah and really kind of trying to bark Mishnah by Potter, when we hold a robber on Dalit on its base, that the person can say to the animal crouching and say, "You're right, you can walk over me. But since you could have walked around, you don't have, like you said just now, since you could have walked around, you don't have a right to kick me." That's how the maskom of halacha is. So that explains then why the Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha. Problem is, if somebody walking, an animal walking, does kick the animal crouching, the animal walking would be chayiv. We suggest that maybe because Shmuel doesn't hold the holy sage of Kamar Shana Vachvashina. But even if he does, because the command of Chabad, it says the animal should have walked around and not kicked it. The Yisach Rishus is good ally. They put to be in the Rishus. The last words on Chabad and Rishus for Mishnah.
Yeah. Is Rabbi being medayik in the words of Chayin Omar?
Yeah. Okay. And then on that, he explains, just after a bit, he explains the reason.
Yeah.
Mashmadish. Okay, fine. Let's move on to the Gemara. That's Chabad and Ali. V'im nenis, m'shalem is not the nenis. Kav amud alef, four lines down in the wide lines. Come on. If Adano, you have to pay what Adano. Come on, how much you pay? Rabba amud me omir. You see where we are? Four lines down in the wide lines. Come on, Rabba amud me amir. You pay the amount of straw, whatever the animal would have eaten, cheap fodder, you would have fed your animal. Rabba amud. The mates are berserk. People do feed their animals better, more nutritious food. Just he wouldn't have been able to afford it. But if he got it at a good discount, he would have done it. So the mates are berserk means the amount a person would say would be willing to pay his to feed his animal the better food if he gets it at a discount. That's also animal. That's not the mates. That's what the animal ate. And you would have fed it had you had it at this price, and therefore you have to pay that amount. Tanik Vosidurabba, we have a raya for Rabbi who says you pay fodder, simple fodder, and you have a raya, a price like Rabbi who says you pay the more expensive food. So we start with the fashion. Tanik Vosidurabba, Shim bin Yechayo email, Egin Mishalem, he said, Dmei Omer Bilvad, you only pay the Dmei Omer, you only pay the cheap. The sheep father. Okay, before Shabbat, said like Rabba. Sheminichai. Tani Kabosi de Rabba. We have a before Shabbat, like Rabba. Menis, Mishalemis, Mashanemis. Keitzad. Now the price explains the Mishalemis, Mashanemis. Keitzad, Ochlo, Kav, or Kabayim. If it's a Kav or Kabayim, which is an enormous amount of food, it ain't Oimim. We don't say Tisham Demeim, you have to pay full value of whatever it is. Elo, Oimdim, Kamo, Odom, Roitze, Lahach, of the Behemto. So here, this is how we explained with the Rishash. Kamo, Odom, Roitze, Litin. How much produce, how much would the person feed? He had a cup. He normally would only eat half a cup. So you only have to pay half a cup. And You have to pay you have to give it something. You have to pay for what was matin for it, even if you personally wouldn't have been, you wouldn't have spent that sort of money for it. So you see, this price holds that you pay less, you pay more than Rabba. Rabba said you just pay bother. This bride said, like Rabba. The Rabba said you pay more. You pay what a person would have given, even if he personally wouldn't have normally spent that amount of money. Why? So the svar was, if we give it at a discount, then every person would have done it.
Does that mean if it was a poor person who couldn't afford it at a discount, he wouldn't?
According to this svar, from this svar. They ask questions on this svar, but this is the svar which is not my favorite saying. Now how much a person, if it's like two-thirds, gets a third discount, a person would feed his animal nutritious food at that price. Okay? The pichoch. Finish off the brights of the pichoch. Ochlo, chitim, oidova, ralo, peturo. Therefore, now that you've told me it has to be dova, hara, uilo, therefore, if it adds chitim or something bad for it, it's bottom. Now that you told me it has to be dova, roilo, now if it adds something bad, you're not going to have to pay because it wasn't roilo. Question is, what's the lepichoch? We know you have to pay for a no. If you don't have a no, you don't pay anything. You just start off. The Brisa said, "Hey, no, mishalem, imnanit mishalem is mashenet." Peter, now I'm going to explain to you how to work out this mashenet. Well, you have to work out how much it is, and the price then the more nutritious, how much it is. Okay, that's all to find for me how much you would pay when you have a no. If you don't have a no, then obviously you don't pay. Then we start off. Mishalem is much. If there's no no, you don't pay anything. So what's the pichol? The pichol, if it's something bad, you don't need to pay.
Mishalem, when you always start, you still don't have to eat lunch because it's not it ain't plastic and its stomach is full.
Right. No, but we're saying it made it dover. It makes it to be mishalshol. It's not going to be.
But the owner still says,
just
having to feed his animal.
Not really, because we're going to be Michelle, so he's going to have to eat again.
We'll have to feed him.
Not only that, the animal's now weak and schwach, and you probably have to feed it even more.
So it's a detriment as opposed
to... Right, it's a double it's bad for it. So what exactly is the what's the lefichah?
Well, your kids never ate... You save money.
Yeah, but it doesn't make your kids sick.
Well, kids
are sick. Yes. Even the Mishaim of the Roilo, since you're Mishaim of the Roilo, now this is going to be that long. Okay, the question is that, and says the next Rashi, Ochlo Chitim Oi Kol Dovaral. You see the first white line in Rashi. Ochlo Chitim Oi Kol Dovaral, says Rashi, next line, Teloi Nemis, he didn't have any Ano. If he didn't have an arm, of course he's bottom. And so what's the lepichah? Since you're Mishav Dover Oilo, say if you don't have an arm, you don't need to pay. But if I don't have an arm, then I knew to begin with, I don't need to pay. So it's a Shem Mishav, which I'm bottom for. And there's no an arm, so there's no an arm, so of course I'm bottom. What's the lepichah? This is the difficulty. Teres Chaim asks this kasha. It's in the back of the Kibbutz Mefalshim. He says like this: every time an animal eats something, there is a hanas groin cheich.
So now we're talking about the owner of the animal, the animal itself.
Oh, very good. So the animal does have hanas from its. There is certain pleasure the animal has, but inside the stomach, it didn't do any good. Okay, it just made it weak. So, had you just had the Mishnah, Mishalem is Mashenenis, maybe a person might think that if the animal did enjoy himself, maybe people do pay a certain amount of money that the animals should enjoy themselves. Maybe you have to pay for that. So, now that the bride has said no, as we Tavaroilo means something which is Matimbrit, not another, something which is Matimbrit. Therefore, if it had chitim with Dovara, But even though it might have enjoyed itself while he was eating, but it wasn't matim, it wasn't fitting for this animal, so you're part of him. That's the lapir. Companion. Nothing at all.
Just the same thing.
Right, that's not what I know. Yeah, and not means something that the animal that benefited from, not that enjoyed itself as it was eating.
It's really the hand of the owner.
The view. Not one.
So the
even the fact that the animal enjoys itself at that time, you could have interpreted it as a not the owner as well, because people enjoy feeding animals, getting enjoyment, but definitely a mascot.
I have a question. What about the scratching that case where the animal goes and rubs its back against a wall or breaks the wall, and the owner has to pay for the wall. It's strictly for the animal. It's not the animal's benefit. It's not. It feels good.
He's a mazik.
Well, he's mazik here too. By
mazik, he should serve him. It's potter. Shenim should serve him. It's potter. But shenim should be okid. Would be a guy. What happens if an animal eats? Okay. What happens if an animal eats chitim and it's just a yoke?
Okay, so this.
So then if
there was a wall in Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, then also this would be no hana, and he'd be puter.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's part of the brisa.
Yeah.
It's part of the brisa.
Yeah.
Another reason I don't understand it.
Why?
Because the brisa was giving us an instance in which the animal overate in a tremendous amount.
Right.
And the brisa said that in that event, you would need to pay what is, or be rowed for the pay. What it should have eaten, even though he doesn't feed it that, we still have to pay a portion.
The brisa uses the word The brisa told me that Zora is Dovah. That's what the brisa told us. Dovah Rohinah. Now that you're telling me that's like Dora, the Dora is going to be also come out that you don't need to pay them. You have to pay Dora, which means, therefore, if you ate Chitim, since Chitim are in Dora, not Chitim, sorry, if you were Tsa'im, if you would eat Tsa'im, since Tsa'im are Dora, you'd have to pay for it. Why? Even though you wouldn't have fed it. But that is something which is Ro'urina. Sagdara of Hana is Ro'urina. Now they tell me that Sagdara of Hana is Ro'urina. If you're going to have a tool, if it doesn't have any Hana. Even though I had Hana when it chewed, since it didn't have Hana, but if it was something Ro'urina, you wouldn't have to be. Yeah. I don't know. We won't be able to prove whether it's the Brisa itself. I understand that it's the Brisa. And, I thought one liquid safer that it wasn't, but Omar Le Yavchiste the Romney Bachel. Now we start from the Sugya of Zenene Vze Loyfosa. You know what? We didn't do Rashi. That's not a very good thing to do. The Me'omir is about 15 lines up from the end of the narrow lines. Exactly 15 lines up from the end of the narrow lines. First word in the line is Behimala Vulke. Rashi. 15 lines up from the end of the narrow line. Behimala Vulke, a little bit to me on me. Here we are. Shem Ochlos Oyim. It needs to be also. Be'et Bali. It satiated itself on Bali. Einim Esharim Le'el Adomim. He only pays him the value, so it's sort of litting the cash in or the tevin. He would have had to give with straw, two types of straw, la chila, to feed it. The Amale, because he can say, yeah, she la chila, so I couldn't afford to feed him barley. Hello, cash him at tevin, that's what I would normally give chaff and straw. Which the robber said, no, you have to pay the me, so in the zoo. Just like however much you would have had to spend to buy Sa'orin for its food, had he wanted to feed it Sa'orin. he doesn't have to pay the full value. Dilma iu loy machelosayim. Dilma iu loy machelosayim, because perhaps he wouldn't have paid it soyim. Hello, the zoy meeting. You give at a discounted value to the Amina Pagnish and Mace. And what? Michal Zuza, Choshev Ba'ar Bedanki. Each Zuz is worked out as four donkey. The six donkey in a Zuz. The each Zuz, for every Zuz, you pay four donkey. The Aino Shnei Shvishi Adonai, two thirds of the value. Each Zuz is Choshev is reckoned as four donkey, Ba'ar Bedanki. You make an exchange rate. For every zuz, you plug in four donkeys, six donkeys to the zuz. So every zuz they add, you pay only four donkeys, which is two thirds.
The previous Rashi is that the Rashi is saying both quantity and quality, meaning sorim, you take it to straw because it says kedeis v'yosom, they ate a lot.
I have the same aura on that Rashi. There, Rashi seems to say, if you ate a lot, you would pay a lot by straw. That's what it sounded like.
But no, I thought that was it.
In the previous
sense, how much if you
used a lot? If you ate sorim kidei see also, which is a lot, right? Very good. Okay, yeah, here he's saying. If you ate a lot, right, you only would pay what you would have needed to give, which was cash and tevin, but only the quantity that are given. We're actually going to say that later on in the next Rashi. Only the quantity what you would have fed it, and only according to straw and chaff. That's all. In the next Rashi is Mamish Mufurish. Aval Pishein Rogil. Even though you wouldn't normally feed it soyim, Rashi, we're on to the third last line, the last narrow line. Even though we'd normally only serve it, Omer is a sheaf of straw. You pay the mei soyim. Now here, how much? According to what a normal person would feed his animal. Now here the Rishash changes the gilsa. Veloi kav ukebayim, and not a kav ukebayim. He added in the word veloi. Rishash. Veloi kav ukebayim. He adds a kav ukebayim. You don't have to feed it kav ukebayim. You feed it what you would normally give, which is atikav or quarter of a kav, whatever a person would normally feed his animal kashim.
Why does Rashi choose to say somebody else feeding him?
Because he wouldn't have a fed anyway, Kashim.
Yeah, but he would have fed
straw. Now, an animal that eats Kashim eats less of straw, less than straw, because it's more nutrition. The Firoch, even the Mishayim, the Dovarola, this Rashi we saw, Arkhachitim, the Kod Barala, the Loy Menis, the Torah, Mishutha Rabim. Sure, why does Rashi end off Mishutha Rabim? Rashi says, "Ve'et chitim akol davarano." It didn't have any. No, it's part of Mishus Rabim. Why does Rashi stress that we're talking about Mishus Rabim?
Because
it was Mishus Rabim. Right? Even though he didn't have any, no, suicidal. But you damaged. You have to pay. Right. Very good.
So Rashi, before when we were talking about the Michelle show cow, he says that it has to be for Anna. That's the cow's. So this is the cows are not eating this?
Where?
Mishus HaYochid?
No. Mishus HaYochid Yechai for the Masik.
But the chain is only tied in Mishus HaMasik. Yeah. I mean, only in Mishus HaYochid.
That's so, right. That's what he's saying.
When we have the case of the cow, where the
Baroilam,
we say, he said, Rashi said that the only reason that it couldn't be chain, he changed it not to be chain because it wouldn't have an off.
Right. That's in Mishus HaYochid. Not that it wouldn't be Shem, it wouldn't be Hanoi. Halacha is by Shem, in Rosh Hashanah you pay for Hanoi. But it is certain Hanoi when it's eating. And since it's not royal law, so you don't pay that Hanoi. Nothing at all. Yeah? Very good.
We said before the back scratching,
So there's the knob, and there's Angel Benas for the Hazi, and it's a pretty normal thing to do. So why don't we consider that to be Shen?
It's considered Shen.
Bogum Shen. Back scratching is considered Shen.
Bogum Shen, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay, starting with Zenen and Zen Rechosel. It's the Yaakov the Shemaya. How many of Kitzer on Rafome? Kitzer said to Rami Bafomo. So I have this carbon, the Utah with Troma. You weren't with us. Shabbos?
I'm thinking maybe it's a friend of Shabbos. They're saying you weren't with us. No, you weren't with us. You weren't with us.
What does Troma mean? It's Troma. No,
it's
two chapters. What Troma means. What I'm shouting is, you aren't close to us, you can come. Simple. Troma. As in Troma. The other shot is, if it's a major, it's wise, big friend is called the Troma. And the base of men is called the Troma.
That's what you want.
So inside the Gemara, the Aruch brings down, inside the Gemara you have, or you probably have it somewhere. David has on the side, and the fancy Gemara's have it somewhere else. So it's ready to find it. Here's the base of men, the Troma shall tear. That's the Troma of the tear. You want to get to somewhere, go to the Torah. The Beis Medrash is the Trum, the area around the Torah, in order to get to the Torah. Okay, so you're out with us in the Beis Medrash, the bottom line. He's born on Bidin Malyasa, we asked him, Valdig is Shaila. And we didn't know an answer. Oh, my Bidin Malyasa, what was so amazing? Malyasa is in Ma'ala, in Nice Shaila. Oh, my Adol, Bechatar Chavei, Shalemi Daitan. If somebody stays in somebody else's field, somebody else's chotzer, without his permission. So Galit says, "So, does he have to pay the rent or not?" He had stayed there. Adult, he had stayed in the chotzer of his friend. Shalom Yidaitei. Why say Shalom Yidaitei? Why say Shalom Yidaitei? And if it was Yidaitei, had he known he was there, what would have been that offer? Any different? And it means Shalom Yidaitei. Here's what Shalom Yidaitei. If it was
Yidaitei,
he would have kicked him out. So he's saying there's no practical halach.
I think this is going to be only after the fact. Right.
But what would be had I known you were there? And after the fact, now we need to decide whether you have to be. Would there be any practical halach?
His silence was approval.
Was it? No,
before the guy comes into your property, you didn't say anything.
Didn't say.
But it sounds like
because you wanted to charge him at the end of the night when he woke up. You knew if you said something, you would have left, and then you couldn't. Now you wanted to give him a bill.
Yeah. So take this on the Chaf Aleph Omid Aleph. Then the top of Chaf Aleph Omid Aleph. Then the Kosher should the Shaloi Midaita in Abdab.
Which one?
The top places. You have to find it. Places so the Chapal of Amud Aleph, 21A. Top of Chapal of Amud
Aleph.
What do you want that? We got it. Chapal of Amud Aleph, 21A.
Over
there. The Chapal of Amud Aleph to 21A says, places, the Kosha, find out where it's where. He said it, Tosh, places, the Shaloi Midaito Ilam Dafka, El Uka, the Milza Noka. Which normal guy would sit around letting somebody barge into his property and then just have a Shaila later on, right? It's not a normal case. Therefore, we asked in the Bisa Medrash, what would be a normal case then? But they asked him. But real, according to places, the same halacha would be, if I knew you were going in, I've got CCTV, I see it all, and I don't do anything about it, and then the shaylin is the next day, I come and say,
Yeah, same thing.
And what happens if I could have done something about it?
On the side that you have to pay, is it only if he comes over and charges you, and then we're saying the din is you have to pay, or even if he doesn't charge you, would you be able to go over and to pay him?
Yeah. The way we learn is still getting able to pay, whatever.
Regardless of whether he asks you or not.
Yeah, that's the way we done.
Seems to have no difference?
No difference. Going to places is no difference. Normal case. We're not going to ask the Shaila, which is completely weird. A normal case, somebody's staying in a chotzer, How can you be that? You just barged in and stayed there. What would be the deal? In actual fact, the same halacha would be if I knew you were there and I just didn't come over to you to have a fight. It would be the same halacha. That's how it takes place.
Tomorrow's filled with weird cases. You should show us a bit.
Yeah. Why not discuss a normal case if it's the same halacha? Because it's the same halacha. Why not talk about normal case on the, you know what I mean?
You could have just said it's a shalom yishu.
Huh?
Could have said shalom yishu.
No. Shalom yishu. It sounds like the person said you can't go in and I'm doing it anyway. Rabbi Shutzah, it sounds like I said no, and you're going in. In that case, you wouldn't have to pay anyway.
Right? Those words out.
He could have worked out. Yeah.
So the fact that they're there doesn't mean
it totally, according to this, it's totally irrelevant. So Rabbi Daikli is just a normal case. We spoke about somebody stayed in somebody else's apartment. Well, what happened exactly? And to me, that was either Shlomi Daikli, meaning that he didn't discuss it with him, or even if he didn't know about it, that's how Tais is meant. Maybe in Rashi. They told us the Rashi doesn't know like that. But Kuntadaisis, Shalemi Daisy, Labari. So, Lahalis, the Sokha, Inter. Does he have to be Male, Lois Sokha, or not? Ekidomi. Ilim, Makotso, Kotzer, Deloy, Kaila, I was enough. We have Kista, Roma commented back to Kista. What's the shining there? Ilim, Makotso, Deloy, Kaila, I got to Kotzer. That is like kind of the chotzer is not for rent. Begavodly over the make, and the person himself would never have paid for any rent. So there, like, no dead any animal, and nobody lost. And if nobody other animal be lost, it's partial, she's dead, you don't pay anything. I didn't cause you a loss, and I didn't gain. So not my time here, not my time for. I don't need to pay anything because I don't have an animal here. And you don't need to, I don't owe you anything because you didn't lose anything.
Whatever, I get the part that you didn't lose anything by it.
Right.
But what do you mean I didn't get an eye? I did get an eye, I had a place to sleep.
Financial, it has to be financial. In order to make you have to pay, it has to be the money given. You've gained money. And that money you owe me. But I haven't gained any money.
Sure you do.
Haven't. I would have stepped in another room.
And you were there, you might have to pay.
No, wouldn't have to pay that.
But say, who's the father?
That's someone else.
What do we say with the father? You the father.
The father.
Yeah, the
father.
So,
you didn't have to pay anything. He had another house ready for him to sleep had he wanted.
He wouldn't have had to sleep there. No. Sometimes it's also money. He charges
money. They're not Americans. It's to do with money. Was there a financial gain, the fact that he slept here? Answer is no, there wasn't. He had another apartment to go to. He had another house. He had another neighbor, his mother, his brother, park bench. It was a place where he was happy to sleep. He would never have spent a penny to be in this apartment. Okay, so it's possible he doesn't need to be. Hello, maybe you're discussing. Kotze the Kail Agra, a Kotze that's up for rent. And a person that would spend money. Okay, that's also possible because that's then in it. The person derived benefit from it, and he caused the person a loss. So of course he has to pay you. He caused the owner a loss because he couldn't have rented out the apartment because he was there. And he himself is benefiting him from it. So that wasn't the shayla either. So we must be talking about chotzer. If you've got a shayla, the chotzer is talking about chotzer that's not up for rent. But the person himself would have rented another part. Could he say, why have I caused you a loss? My chasartira. I haven't caused you any loss. Meaning, what type of time is that? But you benefited from it. So what time caused you a loss? You benefited from me. Why should I be potent?
To me, the stone.
Mid-stone, very good. It's mid-stone. Okay, I'm mid-stone. That's how we've explained the whole story all the way through. It's in Yeshua. Okay, but I'm mid-stone. Okay, I'm mid-stone. This is nice I got. I really had a great time. Thank you so much. But ultimately, this house you wouldn't have rented that at all. And therefore, what does it make a difference to you if I was here or not?
Places. Rashi doesn't mention anywhere in this.
Rashi doesn't say in this.
Where do we get this notion? Where do we just.
Crazy, I'm in this thing. The Gemara Bava Basra. Listen, bring it. Gemara Bava Basra said, Gemara Bava Basra.
The Gemara itself.
The Gemara said, Bava Basra. They said, if you're dividing up Yerusha, and there's a field next to one of the children's existing field, then because of Midstay, the brothers have to give him the field that was adjacent to his existing field. But Midstay, then what do you see from that? Since it doesn't make any difference to you, and it makes a lot of difference to me, you have to pay, then you have to give it.
Again, that's different.
There as well.
That's different.
Of course it's different, because if it wasn't different, then you wouldn't have the shame. Of course it's different. They wouldn't have had the shayla because they wouldn't have asked for a machit for this big shayla and the bits of medrash if there was a proposal gemara about basi, right? Elamai, it's a bit different. So that's the shayla was. Does this difference make a difference?
This is the
basic
though. Shmuel is set it up and yeah. The stone.
Is it?
Yeah. What about she mentioned once?
Yeah. Didn't say once. The Gemara never mentions the word good.
That's something.
Yeah.
If it's on this point.
Right.
And then Rashi doesn't even bring it.
The Gemara doesn't explain the suit study.
Right.
The Gemara just says, do you or do you not? And then we bring loads of rights. So we have to speak out. Obviously, the Gemara would have spoken out and would have made the Achronims and the Rishonim's Mahalach much, much more different. So this is the Mahalach. I chose this Mahalach as the Mahalach that works best all the way through. All the way through. And we said indeed there was even all Kamat Mukha for then. It's not that worked well the whole way through. And that's not me, sure. And in Tyson's definitely on that. And in the Achronim say in Rashi, the mysterious in Rashi, what he holds. In the Aristotle, maybe he doesn't hold me to stay in the elsewhere. He does. So that's the matter we went through.
Where does this don't go? In other words, we're saying, yeah, if the Balabais was there, he could have thrown him out. He wasn't, he didn't, like, indicate for Christian, he's not a guy. Why not just say, he comes to throw you out? And you say, no, I'm not leaving. You're just, no. You have nothing to do with the baby. You have no
right. Also, top tastes on this. Okay, Asa Kapsa, yeah. And he says, let's assemble together. Yeah. So I was here. Right, I understand. So very good. So it says the Gemara. That's a shayah. My chatzal ticha, what did I cause you any loss? Why should I pay? Oh, perhaps you can say, what's your mother? The Balabite can say, Paisanis. You had an oath. You had an oath. And so if you had an oath, my property gave you an oath. You owe me that money. Paisanis, you had an oath. You owe me that money. What an oath did you have? I saved you having to pay a rent somewhere else. So since you had financial gain, you have to pay me that financial gain. So that's a shayla. Do we say that really there's a chiyuv because he's got financial gain, he has to pay? Or my chasal ticha, it's kaifin al midas stoy. Omalei, so Rav Chista Romi Machoma said back to Rav Chista, Masnisanim, what do you want? It's a mafurish mishnah. This is your great child you have. It's a mafurish mishnah. I must listen. Which mishnah? Where on earth in Shas do they talk about this shailah? Zeinenev, Zerei Chosa. Where do they talk about it? Omalei lechit tishamishli. First, do the shimosh for me. Serve me a little bit, and once you've served me, then I'll tell you the answer. We explained it when we learned the Gemara the first time. Now, anytime a person tells him, a rabbi tells the Talmud, a Gemara, a halakha, or a biru, that might be difficult to understand. If the Talmud is not meshubba, doesn't meshachne himself to the rabbi, he won't work hard to understand it. If he's meshachne himself to the rabbi, then his rabbi tells him a vault, he'll work on it, try and understand. So he said, before I serve you, before I tell you, I want you to serve me. So he shock of suddenly took his scarf or his cloak, karakale, he folded it for him. Okay, and now omelet. So no, where is it? So maybe a Mishnah that you test on the base in Bobber Kamen. Unenis, Mishalemis, Mashinenis. For Shemishnah, the animal acts. Inrishus Rabim, not chayv because of mazik, it's still chayv to pay for Hano. Why do you have to pay for Hano? Hano, pay for Hano, you pay. So you see, you pay for Hano. See, you have to pay for Hano. Oh, my Rabba. Oh, we have kids, we're so happy. Oh, my Rabba. Kama lechodi beroi malgish. How secure a person can feel, can be, doesn't have to worry. Gavra demori say, somebody who the Ribbono Shel Olam helps. A person who the Ribbono Shel Olam helps doesn't have to have any concerns, meaning, Rama Choma said the Pshati, which Lacher is the most shverest of Pshat, Baruch Hizd accepted it. Why? Because Ribbono Shel Olam was helping Rama Choma.
How does that
make
sense?
Then, 1 second. The the last season, even though the case which Rama Choma said, the shadow of Evchista was not similar to the Mishnah. Keep Lomine. He accepted Rama Choma's answer. Why? What's wrong? Hi, Zenin and Zechose. In the Mishnah, there's a Zenin and Zechose. Hi, in the case of Evchista's Shaila, Zenin and Zechose. It was a marking of Loichose. So, we will say Zenin and Zechose. And you bring me a raya from Zenin and Zeh Choseb. What are you trying to bring me a raya for? I know if it's Choseb, cheaply you have to pay the Hanor that you got. So we're talking about a case of Loi Choseb. So what was Rami Yochama's rationale in saying this answer? Rami Yochama, stump payers for Shusurabim Afgurim Mafgiru. Rami Yochama said there is a case of Zenin and Zeh Loi Choseb, because the person puts his fruit in a shusurabim, he's ready to be yash from this fruit, and the fact the animal eats it is not considered a choser.
If it's
hefker,
there's no
choser. In hefker, second line, all the good kashes, but tasis, first tasis, second tasis, each one of them, very good. Didn't say hefker, he's yash from it, he's given up, he's written off this loss, he's written off. Never an animal that goes and eats it. It's a nene, it's a loy choser. Now we have a shayla. Do you have to pay? It says Rama Choma, you come for shemishni, you have to pay. It's a loy choser, because you've already written off this loss, and you have to pay. Good. Okay, so far so good. David, we ask Choma?
Yeah, so what we're trying to get him to do is ask him to the shemish, to put that second thing about the hefker of the
storage. Yeah, the reason why we didn't understand Rami Bachama's pshat because we didn't do a shemesh for him. Rav Chista did. And then Rav Chista understood, oh, the yom's gone for you. What should you have to say? Till the yom, the depth of what Rav Chista meant. Yeah.
We said
Yishlo
is asking, it's happening
Yishlo.
What Yishlo winds up being the same thing as Hefker. Anyone can claim it. Anyone can find it, anyone can keep it. So what's the difference?
Who says? You have to see taste, second
taste.
We do it together. Once we've done it together, we can ask the questions. Says Rashi, the Truma, second wide line on the Kaf Omid Aleph. The Truma. Kaf Omid Aleph. Second wide line. Rashi. The Truma. You run close to us, first chance. Lishachine, betruma bebeis hamedush. Berishin shamati. What do you mean berishin shamati? He obviously heard the second chat as well, because he said it. So he must have heard it. Rashi is not somebody who can write something that's in here. It means to say, Rishin shamati, this is what I heard from my rebbes. And the other one, other people say, the other one, the Oroch says it. Definitely, we're showing you to say it, but it's not the one. We're actually working with from Israel. How can you go see any name of a consul? You can't even argue with the main girl. The loy name of the loy also. Why? The loy of the main girl. It's not. The guy who stays there wasn't a person that would have rented a deer. Zeshadoba is a kotze. The one that was residing in that kotze. Einoi also liskei chateis. He wouldn't have normally hired Katsayas to stay in. Why? Finchabatsuyan batim. He has batim the hashil. Or he should buy sakhir. So therefore, there's no anor. He has other houses. He anyway wouldn't rent out. He wouldn't have been able to make any money anyway. He would rent out. But he would rent someone else. So there's a chosel. So he said, we're talking about a case, the loy came out ago, we got it over the Megan. I mean, he's in and he's in the house. My chazor tiro, on the love of Eloy Mogus. On the love of Eloy Mogus. Yeah, he wouldn't have rented out. So I didn't cause you anyway any loss. I didn't cause you any loss. I'm Sanis. Tila, of course, did he? I'm going to add. You not had my chotz. You would have to rent some other chotz. So he said, "Lechitishamishli, keshitishamsheni, shimosh echod oymelachol. Serve me, and I'll help you out." Kachay sudo kibul sudo shalei. Mishalem is mashenen is alma bosanos dinon. You see, go kuntano. So which Robert said, "You see, Gavra de Mori say, you see, Hashem helped Gavra. Who's that? Oymelachom. Hashem helped oymelachom. Tavgav de loydami a haibaya." Even though our Shaida of Zenem Zebekoser is not doiver to the Masnizim, to the Mishnah, Kibra Chizri of Kisiminei, Rav Chizri accepted the answer of the Ishimidi and didn't ask anything else. Tov. Mafkilu Beloy Chizri. He didn't make him lose anything, but sorry for the evil. In the end, is anyway going to get lost. If not considered, they cause a loss. In the end, it's anyway going to get lost. At the moment now, yeah, still belongs to them. So we have to see details about that. Okay, listen, we've done basically the Gemara, spoken out the Shaila of the Gemara. Remember, there's four possibilities of the Shaila. The Gemara, we discussed three of them. Zeman of Zeh Choser has to pay. Zeloy Nen of Zeloy Choser doesn't need to pay. Zehnen of Zeh Loi Choser is the Shaila of the Gemara. What about Zeh Choser of Zeh Loi Nene? Zeh Loi Nene of Zeh Choser, what would be in that case? That's not discussed in the Gemara. Zeh Loi Nene of Zeh Choser, not discussed in the Gemara. Right? And we saw places here at the bottom of the page, Chapon Medalim, who says one thing, we saw Rif, who says another thing, right? Just want to remind you that you saw that dog the way we're learning. The reason why you need to pay is because you had amor. That's the reason why you need to pay. Just the guy can't claim. If there was a chosa, then the guy does have a right to claim. It's now not mitzvah. He's got a right to claim. So if it's loinene v'zeh chosa, I didn't have any anor from you. But maisa, you weren't able to hire out. What would be that of them? From two? You would have to. Why? Say again. You said about sugar was if you had an all, you have to pay. The only thing is the guy, the owner of the house, can't claim it because he didn't lose anything, so it's with the story. But if he did lose, then he does have a right to claim. What's he claiming? What he owes him. What does he owe him for the not? The beginning is the not that you had, that's what makes you have to pay. So what happens if you don't have a knot? But the guy would have been able to rent it out. Another year there, he can't rent out. It's only grammar. The fact that I caused you, he couldn't rent out, it's only grammar. What about the fact that I had a knot? I didn't have a knot, so I don't need to pay. From that matter, we wouldn't need to pay. They're lying in it. But being there caused you a chosel, is would not need to pay. From that matter, they're lying in it. No, no, they have to pay my knot. And the cost is on your grandma. Grandma didn't pay for less than
what's the sort to say, oh, yeah, my name?
Remind you down.
What's the sort
of thing? Gemara said, say that if somebody benefits from somebody else investing in him, he has to pay. Right. Right? If somebody dies my wool, I need to pay for the fact that my value went up. Remind you down. Somebody's urine, somebody does a garden. Under the garden, inside my garden, right? In the garden, right? He did the honey, I did up the garden, right? So that I benefited from him by his investment. I need to pay. No, same here.
Why did he need a financial?
Otherwise, what would I pay for?
The damage.
Any There's no damage. Damage is drama.
Usage.
Why should I pay usage?
Saying, I'd like to know where we see that.
Why should I explain? You like, you tell me. You want to be mechayev something? No, you've got the chumash. Even mishpat rashi doesn't have it. It's this week's parsha. Show me where the Torah it says that for doing groma usage, you have to pay. Show me. Show me the rakasha. Where? I sit on your chair to pay for the chair. Where does it say that? We know it says in Torah mazik. We know if you're socha, you have to pay. Shoyl is if there's a pshia or an oynis has to pay. Nothing of that happened here. The guy came into his party, wasn't a safe, he didn't pay the rent, didn't arrange any kinyonim of rent. So he's just in the park. So why should I pay you anything? Why should I pay you? If those are nods, then you could say, listen, my investment of building this house gave you something. And the law is that you're even spent a bit, you have to pay. You don't tell not, oh, you have to pay me. Okay, you have a nod, I'm going to give up. If you don't have any nod, so mitam you don't need to pay. So the only reason why you'd have to pay is because I somehow caused the owner a loss. So there's a grammar. Grammar, we know you don't need to pay. Grammar is not important. Mice and mazik materials in the fight, nothing else. So where's the mice and mazik in? That's just the stage.
Why is that not called a mazik?
What's the mazik?
Preventing him from being able to rent it out.
That's grammar. Mice and mazik is to go and actually make that loss. But grammar is not that loss. Making a loss, it caused you, they can't rent it out. Why did no do ring you up and ask you if you can be there? If they can rent dear, the answer is I was there. So I caused that they wouldn't come to ask you. It's a grammar. A grammar, I don't need to be. That's shit is stasis. Shit is stasis. Grammar, we're not being a potter. That's an apostle. And you only need to pay because you had a no. If you don't have a no, then there's nothing to pay. So, maybe in this case, you put the two together, cover the lawyer over to me. He doesn't normally rent dears. And he's staying in a chotzer, the Ovid Le Meigal, the chotzer, there for rent. So he doesn't need to pay a penny. Hanoi didn't get. Not Gezer, why should Gezer? It's grammar.
I'm scared. Anyway,
together he wouldn't have to pay for. Together don't need to pay for. What happens if somebody steals something, doesn't take out of the person's dishes? Doesn't need to pay. Well, he didn't do anything. Somebody's going with cargo, right? Leave the cargo, you don't need to pay anything to it. Take your cargo back.
If I guess it's a man.
Well, it's Gezel's a man. There's no cute touch from a Gezel's a man. There's no such thing. So, fine. All right. So, that's the thesis. We have to remind ourselves when you go over this thesis, remind yourself that other man up with Shitin Zrif. They said, you do need to pay to understand Shitin Zrif. Why? Why are we going on with it? We will, but not today. I think you haven't prepared on this. That's why I have a slight suspicion, and therefore, Chaval, you should prepare it. So, Ve'ilam Mishpatim Meshitosim Ifneim. This week's parasha. So, very interesting. I said it's a difference last week, and Ve'ilam Mishpatim is the very first mitzvah that were taught to Klal Yisrael after the Torah. Right? Straight after Kabbalah's Torah, Poshim Mishpat. When it comes to the Shulchan Aruch, you find the exact opposite. You say, you're a Chaim, you're a Deb, and as a whoa, Chesh Mishpat, right at the end. Why did the Brit of Kari, why did the Torah really start earlier? Why did the Torah set it up in this manner that it's Faket and Torah? The Torah starts off with Chesh Mishpat, and he pushes it all the way to the end. The Torah wrote it all the way at the end. So the answer given by the Satmarov is that the very first thing in Mishpatim, in Chesh Mishpat, brought down in Halacha there, and also in the Baraturim, is a person has to do a pshar. Dayanim should do choice. He should not, the best would be for Dayan to make some type of pshar between the two people, not be mamid on the din. Although Halacha is maybe one of them would be able to milk the other guy completely, the best would be pshar, emesh, shor, whatever, there should be some type of shalom between them. So if the Shulchan Aruch would have started up Chayv Adam Masid Pshara, that's the very first halacha, then that person would say, okay, that applies to the whole of Yiddishkeit. When it comes to Eir Chaim and Yeridea, everyone says, say that, yeah, okay, you know, have to daven some Siman Krishma. It's a few minutes afterwards, make a pshaw between me and the Ranger, and I'll get up and the Ranger be happy. At least I said something. And when it comes to kashrus, also a little bit of milk and meat here and there. Say the pshaw is good. All right, it says the very first halacha is the pshaw is. Says the Torah, no, you got it wrong. You got it completely wrong. That when it comes to being Adam and mocking, there's no choice. You have to do the Ranger's up with exactly how he wants. Adam and Chaveri. Your money, you want your money, you want me to claim all your money. There, give up some of your money, make shows with other people. When it comes in between you and your friend, that you shouldn't be wanting to take all the money, take it and make the other guy completely lose the case. Feel for the other guy a bit and make him show. When it comes to the rest of our readers, Hashem, on game show, Zion him show, that's what the rest of your wants, that's what we do. Quick mark, the cover charts.
Sure. Great words. Thank you.
Him. He locked him out of his house and he couldn't rent out his place and he's saying the base did.
He would have lost.
He would have lost the base. But I'm saying he used the bed. No, the case. He used the bed. He made a mark on the house. And you have a right to claim it with full rent. He goes, no, but I only do a small part. It's only worth 50 cents. What are you bothering me for? Come on, shut up. The Gemara says, claim the whole thing.
It's
high. What?
It's high. I love this. It's high. Okay. Now you've got a situation between you and your fellow Jew where this other guy is going to be losing money in order you should be able to get your money. You haven't lost that money. You want to take the rent from somebody else. Because since he did it, so now what would be? What should he do? So it says if you make a child, obviously, in some cases, clearly not. But if somebody has a rental agreement where he has to pay $1,000 a month for parking his car and somebody's coming out, whatever, some thing. And then after a month's rent, he says, you know what, I don't want to pay. You go to basic, you say, no, okay, do a show, you have to pay $500. No, that's not going to be. And if I go and take away your glasses and say, okay, yeah, big show, okay, we'll go half on. Of course, you're going to do that. So it doesn't mean that a person be a gun up and take it and then you have to be out. So it means when it comes to Svaris Kanak, it might be a lot of make a throw like one way. Oh, but the Svar is supporting the other person as well. Yeah, but maybe a lot when it comes to a lot, normally we would say go to the majority, whatever that dollars would be. When it comes to a moment, it's a bit of a Svar that make a show between them. And it's not a. Not an open season that any government is not going to make money. Okay, good service to you all.